Trump names Hyperliquid as CFTC Studies, its U.S. compliance path. A sitting U.S. president does not usually name a specific decentralized exchange in public. On September 7, 2026, Donald Trump did exactly that, referencing Hyperliquid while the Commodity Futures Trading Commission studies how the platform could operate in compliance with U.S. rules. The development was reported by Wu Blockchain, which flagged both the presidential mention and the regulatory review running alongside it. Two things happened at once here, and they are worth separating. A president acknowledged a particular on-chain trading venue by name, and a federal derivatives regulator is examining a path for that venue to meet U.S. requirements. Neither is a rule change or an approval. Together, though, they mark the first time this level of attention has landed on a decentralized perpetual futures exchange rather than a licensed custodial company. A president putting a DEX on the record political attention is not regulation, and it does not carry legal force on its own. The significance is in the specificity. Broad statements about crypto from Washington are routine by now. A named reference to Hyperliquid, a decentralized derivatives platform that settles trades on-chain rather than through a chartered intermediary, is a different signal. It moves a protocol from the abstract category of DeFi into a concrete conversation about who, if anyone, is accountable when trading happens through smart contracts instead of a company. That distinction matters because most U.S. enforcement and licensing frameworks were built around identifiable operators. An exchange with executives, an address, and a bank account, a decentralized venue complicates every one of those assumptions. Naming one in a public setting effectively puts the question on the table. The CFTC review is the harder part. The more substantive line in the report is that the CFTC is studying Hyperliquid's path to U.S. compliance. The CFTC oversees derivatives, including the perpetual futures that decentralized platforms are known for. A regulator openly mapping how such a platform could operate legally onshore is a change in posture from the enforcement-first approach that defined much of the prior cycle. None of this should be read as an outcome. Studying a path to compliance can end in a workable framework, a registration demand the protocol cannot meet, or an unresolved standoff. The report describes an active review, not a conclusion. Anyone treating this as a green light is running ahead of the facts. The analysis worth making is structural. If the CFTC produces a template for how a decentralized derivatives venue registers or otherwise satisfies U.S. rules, that template would not stay confined to one protocol. Other on-chain exchanges would measure themselves against it. That is the second-order stake, and it is speculative until the agency actually publishes something. This is analysis, not a prediction of the ruling, market backdrop, and what traders should track. The reaction in spot prices has been muted, which fits a story about process rather than a live catalyst. As of September 9, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $78,114, down 0.4% on the day, with Ether around 2494 and the broader fear and greed index reading 72, or greed. A regulatory review that could take months does not move markets the way an approval or an enforcement action does. For anyone active on decentralized derivatives, the practical items to watch are concrete. Whether the CFTC signals registration requirements, whether U.S. access to certain on-chain venues changes, and whether other protocols respond by adjusting how they handle U.S. users. Regulatory clarity, if it arrives, tends to reshape which platforms are reachable from a given country before it changes anything about fees or products. The connection to everyday crypto spending is indirect but real. The same jurisdictional questions that decide whether a U.S. trader can legally access a decentralized exchange also shape which crypto cards and on-chain services are offered in the United States. Custody and accountability sit at the center of both debates. When you spend from an on-chain balance, the question of who stands behind the rails is the same question the CFTC is now asking about a derivatives venue.